What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast, aka The Whip Show. I am so excited right now. Now, I'm normally already turned up all the time, but today we got a very special guest, man. But before we get into that, just let you guys know you can check out the show anywhere, any podcast platform, audio form, and we're live right now on Facebook. But we're also, you can check us out on Mize TV. On Roku, you can pretty much get us anywhere. YouTube, if you got a platform, you can get us. But speaking of platforms, this gentleman is a news reporter for the biggest station in the state. This man has been doing this thing for a minute. And for some reason, he's part of mainstream media, but he dabbled his foot in our crazy world of professional wrestling. I want to shout out my guy, Fox 2 news reporter, Brandon Hudson. What's going on, bro?
Hey, Web Dog, man. Look, I appreciate it. I appreciate that welcome. I'm humbled. I'm excited to be here. And as soon as I got the request to join the show, I was not going to say no. I jumped at the opportunity, and I'm glad that we can finally make this happen.
For sure, man. Again, thank you for your time. I know you're a very busy man. So I really do appreciate this, man. Well, first things first, I told you I want to talk about one thing, but before we go there, you are a news reporter. You're part of mainstream media. So how did you even get into doing that type of media?
Honestly, it was because I was terrible at basketball, if I'm going to be real with you. So in high school, I didn't really try out for basketball. And around the junior year, we had the PA announcer. Gig open up. So they made an announcement after school one day, said, hey, look, if you want to be a PA announcer and you want to, you know, call the basketball games, now's the opportunity. And so I jumped at the opportunity. And I remember the first day or the day before my first game, one of the seniors, and again, I'm a junior. So one of the seniors, I guess the two guys who did the game on that Tuesday, didn't do as well of a job. So he cornered myself and he cornered the other guy and said, hey, look, if you guys don't do a good job, I'm going to take the job for you. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because now he is like the president of our high school. And our high school was like, I went to a high school in Alabama, Catholic high school in Alabama. It had 250 kids at the time. And so everybody knew everybody. So I knew this guy and it was very intimidating. But I went in and I would start saying things like if somebody got their shot blocked, I'd say, you know, access denied. Would you like another transaction?
Woo! Okay.
So I do stuff like that. And, you know, the next day kids in the school would start, you know, saying some of the stuff that I would say at the games the night before or the weekend before. And a parent came up to me and said, hey, look, you have a pretty good voice. Have you ever thought about, you know, going into broadcast? And I said, I didn't think about it. You know, I wanted to be an accountant, honestly. But I started looking into broadcasting and what it took and, you know, going to college and then, you know, studying in college. I kind of, you know, got my feet under me. And, you know, 17 years later, I'm here in Detroit. And I've moved from Alabama to Vermont to Pittsburgh, Philly. And now I'm here.
I'm glad you brought that part up, man, because there's a former wrestler named Jonathan Coachman. Well, he was, you know, in the wrestling world, coach. And now he's working with ESPN, as you know, and he got the Golf Channel. And he was on a podcast, and he stated that. To the young people out there, be willing to travel. If you want to get into the journalism business, you might not get that first job in your city. But so what would you say to that, man?
Yeah, 100%. I agree. And you have to be open to not only just traveling, but open to making sacrifices too. Just like anybody who wants to succeed in what they do, you got to make sacrifices. Look, I have, you know, there's relationships that didn't work out with women before. There have been friends that I've had to leave prematurely. I was a mentor to a group of high schoolers in my first job, and I left abruptly to follow what I thought was another promotion or another, you know, move up in my career. And so you have to be willing to make those sacrifices, but you also have to be willing to make the most of those opportunities. And it's one of those situations where it can be lonely. You know, it is not something that you move somewhere that you're very foreign with.
Yeah.
And it takes time to make friends. It takes time to get acclimated. But at the same time, you have to go all in on, you know, where you are. And if you don't, if you do it half-hearted, then you're not going to succeed. And I feel like, you know, as many sacrifices as I've had to make, it's always led to, you know, something greater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, I'll say, you know, with me being here in Detroit, you know, I originally didn't want to leave Philadelphia. But at the same time, my wife is from this area. We have small kids. She wanted to move back home. And I was like, I don't know. I've never been to Michigan, really outside of maybe a couple times to visit.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect. And I get here, and now I'm on Whip Dog's podcast talking wrestling. Like, who would have thought?
Very
it true. Always leads to something greater. You always have to put that energy in, and it will always lead to something greater. I mean, I could tell you stories about, you know, going out to bars and clubs in Pittsburgh by myself. And eventually, you know, going to so many places that I became well-known through just going out and being in different social circles. So it is a really just about, you know, being able to travel, being able to sacrifice, but also making the most of those opportunities when you get them.
So I'm glad you did, man, because we love you here in Detroit, man. You're with a dope
you.
Team, by the
way.
Hey,
brother, Fox. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Rob Wolchek, my girl Maria Lou. I actually was on there a couple of times. So I'm also a Coney Dog eating champion.
There you go.
They've had me on there multiple times before, man.
We might have to get you to show some of these people when they come visit for the draft what a Coney Dog is.
Oh, I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to something you said also. Now, your family. Did any mm-hmm. of them, were they in the entertainment or media field at all?
Yeah, so my wife, she is a anchor reporter over at Channel 4.
Okay.
This is the first time we've ever worked in the same city, but as competitors. And I say that loosely, competitors. But we met, we worked together in Pittsburgh. We worked together in Philadelphia. And now we're in the same market. But we're working on in two different stations. And it's funny because, you know, like I said, I was working in Pittsburgh. And I remember the first time we got an email that said, hey, woman's coming to work at the station. And my coworker at the time was like, hey, man, let's look her up. And he pulled her picture up and he was like, I was like, yeah, whatever, man, whatever. And then 2 years later, you know, I'm making an awkward phone call one night. And I'm like, hey, do you want to go out sometime? And, you know, one thing led to another. And I found out that I stole her job because we were competing for the same job in 2011. She ended up going to Cleveland. I ended up staying in Pittsburgh. She ended up coming to the station I was at in Pittsburgh. And, you know, we became friends and then, you know, we got together. But it is crazy how things like that work. You know, you don't oftentimes see too many people. It is rare when you can see people in the same business get together and have a relationship and have a family. You know, I always look at it as the Bianca Belair and Montez Ford of Detroit media.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's what's up. And guys, y'all heard him. He's dropping a lot of gems already. He already told you about how to get in the business, how to make sacrifices and work hard. But
right.
Now he even told you how he met his partner.
I also will say this. Wherever you go, always make sure you meet the people along the way. Because a lot of times it's not just what you know. It really is who you know. And who you know may get you to that next step.
I mean, I hope y'all got a notepad and just like taking notes right now. That's what y'all need to be doing, man.
I need a gray beard. You can call me wise man.
I'll let you borrow mine, man.
There you go.
But you got a question on the table. Jason Shane said, since he's from Alabama, what did he think of that Rose Bowl game?
Woo-hoo! So I will say this. I went to Florida State. I'm still a little hurt. They didn't get in the college football playoff. But I will say my mom still lives in Alabama. I still have a lot of friends that went to Alabama. You know, I really thought Alabama was probably going to pull it out because somehow, some way, Nick Saban always finds a way, right? I was really surprised at how bad Alabama played.
Yeah.
But not just how bad Alabama played, I'm really happy that Michigan found a way to get over the hump. I think that is, next to the Lions, that is one of the biggest sports stories of the year so far. I know we're only a month into this year. But for Michigan to find a way to keep clawing and clawing and clawing and get – they get knocked down twice, once by the SEC, once by the Big 12, and then they finally slay the dragon. It is one of the best feel-good stories. So I'm proud. I'm proud for Michigan. Also, my wife went to Michigan, so I got to say that. I'm proud of Michigan. But I'm proud of Michigan, and I feel like Alabama, they've had too much success anyway. You always hate to see the giant, you know, continue to win. So – you know, one of the few times I will say go blue.
Let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Well, you in this amazing field, yeah. Mainstream media, what in the world will make you step foot into the wrestling world, man? Like, did you like wrestling growing up or something?
My man, I will say this and then I'll get back to, you know, how I fell in love with wrestling. There are a lot of interesting parallels between pro wrestling and the job we do with the news every day. And, you know, look, we're not scripted, but we do find ways to tell stories. And you always, at the end of the day, when we do a story, when we put a story on the news, it is all about building up that emotional connection. Because if you don't build an emotional connection, and if we can't make a lot of the viewers feel something, then we're not doing our job, because then a lot of people will just forget about the people that we're trying to help. Because at the end of the day, we're doing a public service. Mm-hmm. When you talk about pro wrestling, they have a public service in a different way. And a lot of that is trying to help a lot of viewers just escape from whatever reality they're going through right now. You know, it is all about building that emotional connection. And I'm willing to bet that a lot of your listeners, your viewers, they probably have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 storylines that really stuck out to them. And the reason they stuck out was because the writing was just so good. And for me, you know, I mean, of course, there's 2 storylines that, you know, really jump out in my mind. One is, you know, Rock Austin and that rivalry to be built over a number of years, especially given that, you know, they kind of peaked at the same time and Rock was only in WWE for 6 years, but he made the most of that 6 years with a lot of classic rivalries. So you had that rivalry, you had that NWO storyline. And I know I said 2 storylines, but I got to add the Bloodline at its peak. I'm talking last year. Throw the ones up.
Yes.
That was some of the best writing.
Oh, my God.
And that I've ever watched as a viewer in my entire life. And I'd be willing to bet you could put it up against any cable television show, any broadcast TV show, any streaming service show, and it was must-see TV each week. And that's what WWE does great, especially this time of year. That's why WrestleMania season is always my most, I always look forward to it the most.
Yes, yes.
But when I talk about, you know, how I got into wrestling, I was 8 years old. I remember a friend of mine, I'd gone over his house, and this was back, and I'm dating myself here. This was back when you could get the Coliseum video at the rental store.
Yeah.
So my friend had gotten Royal Rumble 93. So the championship match was Bret Hart, Razor Ramon. And, of course, that was Yokozuna who won the Rumble. And I didn't really have any, you know, prior experience with wrestling. And I watched that tape with my friend, and I was like, yo, this is really good stuff. Like, it was really entertaining. It kept my attention for almost 3 hours. And then I just started getting into what was then WWF Superstars every Saturday morning. And then I'd watch a little bit of Raw that I could after I finished my homework on Monday nights. And then you just kind of get into it. And I feel like I grew up, and of course, you know, if you grew up in the 80s, you'll say you grew up in the best era. If you grew up in the 70s or earlier, you're going to say that was the best era. But I feel like, honestly, in my opinion, that 90s, that late 90s sweet spot. So really from NWO birth at Bash of the Beach 96 until about early 2000s when WWE bought out WCW. That was one of the better periods.
Yep.
For wrestling. I'd say probably that what rivals that now is some of the stuff that we're watching now. Honestly, like I said, you could look over the last 20 years and it feels like WWE has hit their stride, but you also have good competition in AEW and TNA wrestling and NWA Power. And then, you know, indie wrestling has changed so much.
Ooh, yes.
And it is, I was so impressed with what NWCW did and the SCW and the fact that, you know, a lot of that is modeled on what we're seeing in wrestling today. Like the internet is great in the sense that you can watch indie shows. Like maybe WWE is not your flavor. Maybe AEW is not your flavor. Maybe some of these other organizations aren't your flavor, but you can find indie wrestling and get familiar with a lot of, in my opinion, future stars of our industry.
Yep, I agree, man. It's so real, everything you're saying. But I got to ask you, your colleagues, did they have a problem when they found out this new guy on the team was a wrestling guy?
So funny story about that. So one of our managers here, and this was before he was promoted. So I just gotten here 2021. I think it was late 2021, early 2022. This was pandemic stuff. So we were doing Zoom calls for our meetings and we weren't really meeting in person. And so, excuse me, I was on the call and manager was like, oh yeah, Raw was in, what is that, LCA. And I knew that because I had seen it, you know, the night before. So I hit him up and I texted him. I was like, you watch WWE? And he was like, yeah. And it's funny because I don't know what it is. And maybe you've seen this too, Whip. Wherever you work, there's something that happens where you always seem to find the other wrestling fans in your company. And then you guys all like magically come together. And then you start trading text messages. You get a group chat and you start watching what are now PLEs or pay-per-views. Yep. And it's some kind of wrestling magnetism that happens. And, you know, and the funny thing was, prior to doing what I was able to do with NWCW, which I appreciate you guys for the hospitality, by the way, I got to do an actual match with Champions for a Cause, an organization by Zach Gowan, former WWE wrestler. And so he reached out to me. And I'd met him on a story because he was helping out another young kid who had osteosarcoma, the same condition that he had as a kid, or he had, yeah, as a kid. And they both lost their legs. And we were doing a podcast for Fox 2 over the summer or leading up to SummerSlam. So we were doing it was like the economic impact. So we did a series of podcasts on the economic impact of SummerSlam coming to Detroit. So we had Zach on there for one of the episodes, and then he told us about the show, and that kind of snowballed into, hey, you want to be a part? You want to be in the ring? And I was like, I ran it by my wife, and she was like, look, I know you want to follow your childhood dream. Just don't get hurt. And sure enough, they let me do a spot in the ring, and there it was a 6-man tag, and you know the crowd was going crazy, and it was really cool, and so you know I got linked up with you all, at NWCW, and you know, was able to be general manager. And I was like, yo, this is some cool stuff. So now I'm in it. And people at work, they're all in because they're like, oh yeah, like they think it's really cool. And I really appreciate everybody at the station, because I could come here and work with people that are gonna be like, ew, like, why are you doing wrestling? You're bringing the station value down. But the fact that they are all in, and I work for a boss who, you know, she's a big wrestling fan because her husband's a big wrestling fan. So, you know, this is, you know, if you had told me 30 years ago that I'd be able to talk wrestling on a podcast or step in a ring, I would have told you were crazy. But I am a living testament that truly anything can happen.
That's what's up, man. And we definitely appreciate you over in Northwest Championship Wrestling. We had a ball with you, man. But I'm saying, you gotta meet me in WrestleMania. My radio station just approved me to go out there. Tell Fox go ahead and send you out there, bro.
Yeah, you know, man, I want to go. I really do.
Well, you know what? Honestly,
he won't
get past June if he keeps talking about getting into the wrestling ring.
Hey, hold on, man. This is my show. What are you doing on here, bro?
Man, you forget that I work for you too, bum, so I can get in anytime I want to. Hello, Mr. Hudson. How are you?
You know, this sounds like Chuck Frosty.
Oh,
is it Chuck Cole?
It's me.
Is this Chuck Cole?
Yeah, it's me. I need you. See, if anybody that know you, they know that you're a cheat.
Oh, I'm a cheat.
Yeah, you're
a cheat. Well, hey, look, it takes one to know one, right?
No. I don't cheat because I never get caught. It's not cheating unless you get caught.
And okay,
see, you,
okay.
My friend, you threw something in my eyes last December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you got your buddy, old Robbie Woe, on X chirping too. See, so, you know, I threw out a little challenge to you, Mr. Robbie Woe. I just want to make sure that I officially, you know, hear an acceptance of that challenge.
Yeah. I got a friend right next to me too. Let's see here. So I know you like to bring bats and and masks and chains and whatever. I got this shovel here, and me and Robbie Woe, come June 15th, we're gonna have to bury our competition with another good friend of ours. You may know him as Soul Taker.
Okay, whoa. Is that official? Did you just announce that on the Whip Show podcast?
June 15th. I ain't stutter. Hey, Whip, I ain't stutter.
Yeah.
See what you
did,
Chuck? Are you ready for that? Oh my, Rob Bocek, Brandon Hudson, and the Soul Taker June 15th?
Look here. Look, I got a second rate investigative reporter. I got a second rate studio reporter. And I got a has-been wrestler that, look here. The three of you bums are going to go down, and it's all for charity. It's all for charity.
Okay.
So I just need to, I need you to make sure, I want you to say your prayers, work out, eat your vitamins, make sure you get your permission slip signed from the missus, because I don't want her to get mad at me after I beat you up.
It's all good, because I'm not going to be one that's beating up.
Woo! Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I just don't want to catch you here at the station, because like I told you, in December, don't let me catch you here at Fox 2.
Hey, well, you know, it ain't nothing but a thing. Ain't nothing but a thing. Because, you know, I know your security guard, he likes to eat. You know, and a couple of nicely placed meals will allow me to get into the studio. So,
you know what? That's enough for you, Chuck. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, get this dude out of here, man.
Get out of here, Chuck.
We'll see him in a few months.
Get out of here.
He's ready.
All right. Sorry about that, man. He does. Hey, he's part of the team. He got hacked into the show. Okay.
I'm used to dealing with riffraff.
I know you are, man. I know you are. But you got another question on the table.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you were a wrestler, what would your moniker be?
Ooh. Ooh-wee. So, it's funny because a few months ago, a few of my colleagues and I, we did the whole wrestling generator, and they came up with like Hudson Hurricane, Double H. Honestly, I'd probably be called B-Hud. Nice. I want to keep it simple. That way people remember it.
And where would your character go? What kind of character do you think you would have?
I feel like I'd probably be like a little smart ass. You know, there's a few ways I could go because, you know, had you asked me a few years ago, I would have definitely been that smart ass character. But now I'm a dad. You know, if you've seen Walking Tall with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, trying to clean up corruption and clean up all the bad guys like Chuck Cole, I could be that kind of guy too. Always trying to stand up for the people.
That's what's
because that's man. What I do on the daily, right?
That's for sure. That's for sure, yeah. Man. And I'm glad. I want to go back to something you said before we were interrupted. I just remembered it. I was talking to a guy very much so. I was talking to a guy the other day, and I don't not the, go down a political route, but he was talking about Trump, and he said Trump is a pro wrestler. Everything he does is pro wrestling promo. It's kind of what you were saying about the news. He knew exactly what he was doing with different catchphrases and how to poke the bear. You know what I mean?
Right. Not saying yeah.
But you know what I mean? That's the world.
I mean, look, honestly, you know, he was involved in WrestleMania 23. That happened here in Detroit.
Very much so.
So don't be surprised if he, you know, starts. I mean, he's already started fights with Sean Fain already. He's moved on from the other Republican candidates because all of them have dropped out one by one. And this is like, this is honestly between him and Biden. It's almost like you have that Rock Austin 3 that happened at WrestleMania 19. This is, or it's like, I should say it's more like Cena Rock 2, because this is the second time they're going head to head. Instead of the third time, because the first time it was Trump and Hillary Clinton, but now it's looking like it's going to be, you know, Trump Biden 2. So it'll be very interesting. But yeah, like I said, you hit it right on the head. Trump is very much like a pro wrestler, and I think that's why he gets as big of a following as he does is because he's able to have that emotional connection with a lot of people.
So one quick current wrestling question before we get out of here.
Yep.
So right now we got Roman Reigns is our world champion. And we know Cody is trying to, quote unquote, finish the story. I know you're familiar with this.
Yes.
But somebody, former superstar, probably the biggest name in wrestling, arguably, just came back, actually just signed with TKO, the overseer pretty much of WWE and UFC. The Rock is around also. Who would you rather have? The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year, or Roman Reigns versus Cody 2?
Okay, so, you know, this kind of threw everything in flux because, you know, CM Punk got hurt and I was hoping to really see CM Punk just main event at WrestleMania because I know that's the one box that he hasn't checked. And little known fact, I got a chance to see CM Punk's last WWE match prior to this past Saturday. When he was in Pittsburgh in that Royal Rumble, I was there in the crowd. Little did we know that it would have been his last appearance for, 10 years?
Yeah.
So that was really cool to be a part of that night. And, you know, that really changed the landscape of WWE because we would not have had, you know, Daniel Bryan in the match at WrestleMania 30 had not that Pittsburgh crowd been as loud in disapproval. But as far as getting to the current stuff, I think at this rate, I'd rather see Cody, as much as I'm a big fan of The Rock, and don't get me wrong, I love The Rock and I love the little, you know, storyline that they are building. I feel like that story needs to be fleshed out a lot more. Yeah. Rock is so huge that if you're going to invest a whole year in knowing that we were going to get Cena and Rock once in a lifetime, which end up being twice, why are we in this position of really rushing Roman and Rock when Cody finishes the story at 40 with the help of The Rock, hopefully. That's what I would like to see. And then Roman comes out, says he got cheated, Rock comes out day after and says, hey, look, let's give the people what they want. Mania 41, I think it's going to be Minneapolis, which is going to be close.
Yep.
Let's do it then. That way they both get time to heal. Not to say that Roman hasn't had enough time off already, but, you know, the possibilities of building up a whole year, just like we saw, because this is probably the last time that we will see a generational match like this.
Very true.
And I say that last time, but it'll probably be, you know, it won't be enough for another, what, 10, 12 years before we see a type of match like this. I'm sure it'll be Roman coming back, just like, you know, Hogan came back against Rock, just like Rock came back against Cena. There will be somebody over the course of the next few years that will ascend to that top, and Roman will come back and say, hey, look, let's build a match. So I'd say, look, I'd rather see Cody versus Roman, but maybe they figure out a way. If Seth's hurt, he's out of the picture. They got Cody Roman Saturday night, Rock Roman Sunday night. I know it'll blow the roof off of off the link, but if they can figure out, but like I said, if you give me one match to choose from, I'm definitely just, I'd rather see Cody get his moment. I don't think the belt needs to be on the line for Roman or Rock, but that head of the table title does.
Very much so.
So, yeah, like I said, Roman, Cody, 40, and then let's build over the next 12 months. I'm a big fan of stories. If the story is told properly, and it's to the point now where I'm like, I don't want to have Rock just show up and there's a month build. There's so much you can do, so much more you can do. So that's my opinion.
He was on First Take, I believe, or one of those shows with Stephen A.
Yeah.
And he kind of said that he didn't say he would be there this year or next year, but he did say that could be the biggest WrestleMania match of all time.
Right.
And he wants to really have a global footprint all over the world with a match like that. Yeah. So I guess he really does want a huge rollout or something like that. So I definitely totally understand, man.
But that benefits us because Minneapolis, I'm not sure my driving distance is, but I feel like Minneapolis may be shorter of a drive from Detroit than it is to Philly. But it's probably six in one hand, half dozen in the other.
Facts. Well, my very last segment here is a question. And the question is this. It was more like just a comment. It's called, what is your mark out moment? Now, you've not only just been not only a wrestling fan, you're in the news media.
Yeah.
And when I say mark out moment, I'm not talking about you run away and say, oh my God, I met this person.
Yeah.
But deep down, you're like, this is my life. I'm interviewing such and such, or I'm hanging out with such and such, or I had this amazing moment. What was your one mark out moment in your 17 years of this business?
Man, that is a question, bro. There's a few that come to mind. You know, of course, the top of the top is probably the birth of my kids. You know, I got you know, twins, boy girl twins. I got a younger son. I hadn't been like that nervous for something, for an arrival, in my entire life. And like I said, it is part of my career because, you know, I met my wife through what I do now. So it would only make sense that I meet my kids, you know, in the same way. And, you know, they got to be on TV when they were first born. And so they got their TV moment. But I would say, aside from the personal, it would either be the two moments I got to step in the ring, both at Champions for a Cause and NWCW, because, you know, like I said, I'm pushing 40, and I never would have thought in a million years that this much later in my life, I would have had an opportunity to step in any kind of a wrestling ring and participate in any kind of an event. And that's why I always say that I appreciate the blessings when they happen. And that was one of those moments where it was very surreal that I got to step in a ring and just, you know, entertain the crowd. But aside from that, there's been a couple people that I've met. The late great Bob Saget. I got to meet Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. So those are probably my top moments. But I always like to say, the best is yet to come, to paraphrase a good former colleague and mentor, Hill Perkins.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, man. I hope you had a good
time, man. Yeah.
I want you to shout out how they can follow you and what you got coming up next, man.
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BHUDTV, at BHUDTV. Very simple. Facebook, same thing, but Facebook, it's Brandon Hudson. And coming up next, man, we just, like I said, we're working on a lot of stories. We just got done with Lions coverage. We're getting ready. We're covering, you know, daily news stuff. So whatever's happening, I got a few other projects that I'm trying to work on. Coming up next is the NFL draft here in Detroit. We're trying to be a part of that in some capacity. You may catch me out there. If you see me out in downtown Detroit at the draft, don't hesitate to say hello. So like I said, all that is up leading up to my next big date with Chuck Cole, my colleague Robbie Woe, Soul Taker, and really just enjoying life, man. Just trying to take these vacations up too.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you again for coming on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you do, man, because we love you right here in Detroit, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You know I'm available too. All right,
man. Yeah, no, I got you. You know, I always say there's no love like a Detroit love, because from the moment I stepped foot here in this area, I have not seen so many people just be willing to embrace you unconditionally. So shout out to all the people in Metro Detroit and really Detroit proper.
For sure, man. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys, everybody out there, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You know what to do. Like it, share it, tweet it, tell your friends, everybody, to make sure they listen to this episode, this amazing episode with Fox 2 News' Brandon Hudson. And I will see you next time on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Take care, guys.